We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We missed this man, so let's go out to the guest line, the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shot over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Robbie the Degenerate joins us there on satellite phone. He is in Senegal. He is doing combat sports betting. Needed a kick, and so this is the only league that was actively going. Robbie, how is the action over there?
Dude, I'm missing stuff. I can't wait for the NFL draft, man. I'm not gonna lie, I'm watching way too much simulated Madden games to bet on. It's terrible.
I understand, my friend. But we did need to get your draft room today. So are you ready to bring us inside the draft room? What do we got?
Oh, man, I've been waiting 2 weeks for this group. The offensive lineman.
Oh, Leroy's the big ugly Leroy.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
We have to do linemen. It's one of a position.
It's part of the groups. The Dolphins might be drafting one in the first round.
A group is a group. All right, Robbie, what do we got, my friend?
All right, this guy, first stud, Mekhi Becton, 6'7", 364. He ran a 5'1 at 6'7", 364. His tackle out of Louisville. 7-foot wingspan this guy is. He's a straight-up building, comparable to Bryant McKinney.
Wow.
Yes, yes. Yeah. As a freshman.
McKinney?
Yeah. We've been possible another McKinney. And the only downside is you may have to take him in the top five because he's not going to get past number 10. He's probably worth it, though, in my opinion. A lot of Dolphin fans would get mad taking a tackle in the first round. This is the only tackle.
Leroy, could you imagine if they take a left tackle at five?
No.
Hold on. Hear me out. What if they take a left tackle at five? Everybody's freaking out, but then they go and trade it up for, like, Herbert or Love.
Whoa.
They last that long?
Who?
Because the Dolphins. Because the fans will eat them up.
I don't know. Go ahead, Robbie.
No, it would be like Stephen Ross marching into Chris Greer's office at Chris Greer like in draft day. Like, give me 5 minutes and then you can fire me.
Oh, man. Stephen Ross would be so upset. And you think about how crazy we would be going. Because let's say they waited until like the 8th pick to go get Justin Herbert. Like, what is that? That's a difference of 10 minutes, 15 minutes?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be the longest 15 minutes of your life.
For 10 of those minutes, this is what's going to be happening. Who is it? No. Mr. Ross. No. No, hold on. Hold. Give me five. We have a plan. I know. That tour ship has sailed.
Yeah, he's watching. He's watching as the Jacksonville Jaguars are holding up Tua's jersey. He goes, I can't believe you other effers did this. All right, Robbie. So
I don't think the Dolphins. By the way, I don't think the Dolphins are going to get Tua.
Really?
I don't think they want him.
You believe Schefter?
I don't think they want him.
Do you, Robbie? You saw that yesterday with the whole Schefter thing.
Beautifully played smokescreen. I will think they have to do that. They have to do that to prevent a team like the Chargers from either A, trading up if they want to, or B, you know, just lower the price down if the Dolphins do want to move up and get Tua. You lower the price down. Make them call you.
What do you think of Adam Schefter's smokescreen cost? Like, what is his rate for a good smokescreen? Do you think it costs like a good $100,000?
Oh, you think they sent him, they had to call and negotiate?
I think they Venmo him 100K to give him a good.
They say, do you want? He know to go. Hello, Shefty, baby, this is the Dolphins. We need to smoke. Well, do you want standard? Do you want deluxe or do you want ultimate?
You want that primo smoke?
Yeah. Yep. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. All right, Robbie, what is after Becton, what is our second stud?
Oh, yes. Tristan Wirfs from Iowa, 6'5", 320. Now check this out, Leroy. 4.85 40, the fastest among all offensive linemen. More than some tight ends.
All right.
30.
Well, he already got me because, first of all, he's got a last name of Wirfs, which is very lineman-esque, and then he's from Iowa.
Yeah.
Iowa. Wait, if you get an offensive lineman from Iowa, Wisconsin, right, you're thinking, I got a good one.
36.5-inch vertical jump. That's more than Jerry Jeudy and CeeDee Lamb. Those two guys are wide receivers. Wow. He's got a higher vertical leap than those two guys.
That's pretty athletic.
Yep.
He was a high school wrestler. He broke the weight room freak hang clean record in the weight room. Now, those are all great, but can he block? That's what you guys are probably asking. He only allowed seven pressures in his final season, one of those pressures in his last seven games. PFF grades him as a 91.3 Pro Football Focus grade. Now, he is more of a right tackle. He does have some starts at left tackle. I believe his splits last year were 10 starts at right tackle, 3 starts at left tackle. But if you're thinking Tua, you need a right tackle. This guy's your man. Maybe it's fishy when he makes it to 18. Now, he is the first ever freshman to start a tackle at Iowa under Kirk Ferentz as well.
Wow. That's pretty good, Leroy.
All right.
Hawkeye. All right, first bust, Robbie.
Bust. All right, Jedrick Wills from Alabama. He's 6'4", 312, ran a 505. He's kind of an undersized tackle. Might be okay as a guard, but this guy's going top five. He's a top five projection. You're not drafting a guard in the top five. Even if he's Quentin Nelson, you're just not doing it. He gets beaten by inside moves a lot and on spins. He was kind of average in 2018, according to PFF. And then he magically jumped from a 68 to an 86 this last year. So he may be a little bit of a one-year wonder at tackle. Now,
let me give you guys the hits. He's the Joe Burrow of tackles?
Yeah, he is the Joe Burrow of tackles, yes.
Hey, but guess what? You can scheme around a tackle that can't block. You can't scheme around a quarterback that can't throw, and he still throw for 60 touchdowns.
Yeah. Yeah, he can always move him to guard. He could be like Eric Flowers. But let me give you guys the history of first-round offensive tackles from Alabama. You have Chris Samuels in 2003. That's a six-time Pro Bowl. That's a good one. But let me give you the more recent examples. You had Jonah Williams last year, tackle drafted in the first round by Alabama. He missed the entire season. Okay, for you guys' names, like DJ Fluker, Andre Smith, James Carpenter. You also got Cyrus Kwanjo, a monumental second-round bust. And you have also Chance Warmack, a failed – he was more of a guard, but that's another first-round offensive lineman in recent years from Alabama. Doesn't really work out too well.
DJ Fluker wasn't bad.
He wasn't bad, but, like, he's not, like, you know, all-world. He's okay.
He was no Baselli. James
Carpenter. Yeah. Baselli. No Baselli. Hope he's doing better.
I hope he's doing better, too.
And a second bust, Josh Jones, six from Houston. This guy a lot of mocks at the Dolphins at 26, 6'5", 319, 527. It's a little on the slow side, even for offensive linemen. Now, if you look at his PFF grades, they're very inflated. They're very high, but he's not playing against anybody. He's playing in the American Conference with Houston. Late first-round pick possible. He's got bad technique, bad footwork. He missed the last three games last year due to a knee injury, and all indications are he's a little bit raw and a project. And Leroy, what's your rule about projects?
No projects in the first round.
That's right.
So he got to do a little blocking for the new Canes QB?
He did. Yeah, he actually did do a little bit of blocking for Derek King.
Interesting.
And by the way, with Derek King last year, that Houston team was 1-3 right out of the gate before Derek King decided to sit out the rest of the season.
Oh, he packed it up. He's like,
yeah.
But the funny thing was, he's like, oh, I'm coming back to Houston. And he goes, never mind. Everybody saw that, though, coming from the gate. He's like, yeah, he ain't coming back to Houston.
Yeah, everyone thought he was going to Oklahoma.
That's right. Swag King. Touchdown crown, Leroy. Very excited. Very exciting. Did you see, Robbie, did you see that Rhett Lashley has joined TikTok?
What? Oh, no.
Yep, him and the
That's
family.
All we need.
I don't understand TikTok. I love social media. I don't get TikTok. I don't understand. It seems just like Vine to me. I don't understand what's going on. All these people are like, do you have to do a dance to get into TikTok? Because it seems like everybody's first TikTok is a crazy dance.
I don't know.
It's like when you're setting up the app. It was like when you're setting up the app. You're like, please shake one time to activate. I don't know. You got to do a shake and then boom, you activate.
Yeah, I feel like that's what it is. So it was the Lashley family. They were all doing a Soulja Boy, you, but they were doing the you sign while jumping around crazy.
Oh,
so
no.
They had from top Lashley to little Lashley. So that's how they started their TikTok account.
Yeah, yeah.
Got to impress the kids, Leroy. We got to bring that all swag right. back to the U. Gonna get our swag oh. back on offense. All right, Robbie. Well, thank you for calling in on and Glenn. We're gonna expense this satellite call just so you know. Because I was live from Senegal. So just so you know, Galen, we're expensing it. Robbie's not having to pay for this to open up his draft room.
Yeah, and I'm doing it. I'm probably doing it again on Friday too for the Magnificent Seven. It'll be another satellite call.
Yep, you bet your ass. Yep. Magnificent Seven on Friday. All right, Robbie. We'll talk to you later, man.
All right, man. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.